Blog Talk Radio.
This is a calling in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this day revealed to us in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I? And daughters from afar, everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari, in the form of 500 families, to occupy 500 acres of land, to establish a model city to the world, in the land of Ethiopia. The Ethiopian World Federation was established in the United States of America by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I. This is not a calling for the United States, it's a calling for all the children of the diaspora.
Shine a star, love who you are.
telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in calm, patient turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shine and star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Alright, welcome, welcome, welcome. Like I said, tonight, you know, you're listening to the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, local number 26, with your host, the wonderful Miss Sandy Gomez. I don't know if she's making it to the studio as of yet, but I'm here sitting in for until she shows up. I will say in Dr. Winborn, a member of Local 26, and we are delighted to have you with us tonight as we are moving along in our endeavors, as we look to continue to increase our fellowship, increase our memberships. We are certainly excited. We're going to talk to you tonight about a lot of stuff that's going on. We're going to talk to you about why you need to be a part of the Federation, why you need to come on and be with the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated and join us at Local 26. For certain, this is the time when we all need to come together, because such time as that, we are excited about everything that we see going on, and we're going to give our hostess a little bit more time, but until we're going to pay a quick bill, then we'll be right back.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com, or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com.
All right, welcome back. I just heard from my host. She'll be with us in a second again. You're listening to the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, local number 26, 347-880. Your mic is open, 347-622. Our host is here and with us. Let's give her a hand as she comes to the mic at this time.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much, Dr. Winborn, for your warm and kind welcome. This is Sadie Gomez of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, local number 26. For our wonderful Sunday evening show, we want to talk about the locals tonight, and especially our local, as to what we are doing in our present state and what we would like to see in the future of our local as we move forward. We are moving forward really, really fast at this stage. It's a great day, it's a great thing that movements are being made. People are being placed in certain places and action is happening. But this evening we want to examine ourselves as to what we would like to do for our local. Where would we like to be placed? And of course, elections are going to come soon, which is in December, another few months, as the year seems to be flying really, really quick. We probably just have like 3 months or 2.5 where we would decide where we want to be, who we want to work with, who we like to see you know, move us forward, and of course, what would we like to do for ourselves to see that we are indeed moving forward. Local 26, a lot of work to be done, but yet a model local. We would like to move forward where we can be a really good example, not only for others, but to ourselves, as we have great ambition to be somewhere in a higher place, to be more recognized, as I'm sure if our president online, I'm not going to sit on the board just yet, but we are talking about United Nations, raising 5,000 members, having a voice heard, and certain things must be done for us, and help needs to be given to us with the ambition that we have as we move forward. There are other members I know in the housing committee that can talk greatly about things that move forward, and other committees that have been moving forward and doing great things. Well, I'm not going to see the board until another 10 minutes, so who is there at this time can speak, or if you want to weigh in on what's going on for this evening conversation.
Well, you know, I'm excited about a lot that I see going on within the Federation. I see, in my opinion, excuse me, I was chewing something, trying to sneak and have dinner. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, Federation is rising. We see an energy that's happening within the Federation that I have not seen since I've been a member of the Federation. I see an excitement within the Federation that I have not seen since I've been a member. And people are genuinely looking forward to the future. I mean, you know, and people are coming together, and our membership from all around the world is coming together. New York is coming together. We have a plan, and we're putting the plan together because we're not going to just have stuff that we're talking about that have happened in the past. We're talking about what's going to happen in the future and the things that we're going to have. So we will have our seat back at the table. We will be in the UN. We will be at the table voicing and talking for our people, for the black people of the world, all around the world, from all walks of life. We will be doing that. We will be constantly engaged with the Ethiopian government and, you know, and those things. I had the opportunity today to go over and review a number of treaties that were established between the United States and Ethiopia. And a lot of stuff that we're talking about that we want to do, we have the ability to get it done. We have the ability to operate in immunity that will protect us, even from the vaccines, for those that don't want to take the vaccine. And we're working on all of that. Something that we got now that we didn't have before is we have a legal department. And so we refer stuff to the legal department now, and the legal department gets back to us and let us know, you know, what to do about this, that, and the other. So we're excited, and we want to encourage everybody that's under the sound of my voice. Here in 2021, you ought to be a part of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. We are the umbrella for the sixth diaspora. We are the umbrella government for all of those that are in the diaspora of black people. And we are the umbrella, the place of refuge where we can come, where you can come to seek peace and to seek guidance and have somebody working on your behalf, have somebody operating as an advocate for you and your concerns. And so we are excited about all that we see that's happening. We're excited about the growth, Sister Sadie, that we see happening in all the locals. We're excited about what's happening at 26, but there's growth going on in all the locals. We've had the opportunities to have all of the presidents come together. We right now, you want to come in because you want to be a part of our global membership. Every Saturday, our global membership from all around the world, people are coming and being a part and seeing what we're doing. And Local 26 is just stepping up to the plate and just doing their part for what needs to be done as we move into the future. You don't want to miss this boat. You want to get in. So you want to get in and you want to be a part. So give us a call. Send us an email. Send us a text, Twitter, whatever you got to do. You need to be making your way to the EWF, to the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, and saying, what must I do to sign up? Say that. I mean, you know, this is where we at. We're excited about it. And I'm just looking forward to really, really big things. You know, big things. You know, one of our campaign promises when, because, you know, for those of you that know and those who don't know, I'm a president of the International Executive Council. I have been so for going on 3 years now. And we are excited about the growth that we see. So now we have the opportunity to have meetings with just all the presidents. All the presidents, all the locals have been coming together. Every Saturday, our global meetings, we have something going on different every week. First Saturday of the month is our open house where we invite people just to come. So we invite, if you're listening to our voice, you can come and say, listen, I was invited by Local 26 to be a part, you know. On the second Saturdays, we have our town hall. Every second Saturday of the month, we have our town hall where the executive council come together and meet with the members and just answer questions, answer their questions about whatever's going on in the Federation. And then on, and you were there this past, not yesterday, but the last Saturday, we had representation from all of the, not from all of us, from certain locals. And guess what? Local 26 was one of the locals that represented and came out to talk about what was going on within our local from our newly appointed president of surgery, President Surgery. And so we're excited about all of that. And then on the fourth Saturday, say that, I don't know if you noticed or not, we have guests come in from outside of the Federation and bring lectures and just bring information and share it with the Federation and share it with people about the stuff that we need to know that's going on. So we you know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on, and we encourage everybody. You can go by the website. We got the main website, the council website connected. We're connected to Local 26 is connected to the council website. So if you go to the website on the first page, you'll see all the different locals. And then you'll see Local 26. You can click on that and you'll be right inside of our page. And so the website is www.EthiopianWorldFederationIncorporated.org. Our whole name, Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, .org. And go there and you can see us. You'll get to see Sister Tady and all the other members of Local 26 that we hear from every week, every Sunday night for the last year and a half, I guess that's how long we've been doing this program. And you'll finally get to see the pictures of Sister Sadie and Dr. Robinson, myself, and Brother Drummond, and Ross Natcher, our chaplain, and Brother Sergi, President Sergi, all there. So to go again, go by the website www.EthiopianWorldFederationIncorporated.org. We're going to go out. I see we got some people here. We're going to open the mic up 332. 216, get ready. 332-216. Welcome to Local 26, Ethiopian World Federation. Your mic is open. Welcome to the show. Are you with us? Can you hear us? Are you listening in? Hello? All right. Maybe they're just listening in. So let's close that. Let's go back out. Let's go down a little bit. And let's go to 347-880. 347-880. Welcome to the call tonight.
Greetings and blessings. In the name of
greetings and blessings. Yes, sir.
This is Ian from Local 26 in Harlem. And I'm
welcome,
so glad
Mr. Brown.
Good afternoon, good evening. I'm glad that we are on and we are trying to make this world better. And things that don't happen should happen because that we are the ones who reach out and put this together in a more better form, where that we bring others. So we are glad that we have the opportunity to speak to the other brothers and them that are trying out to do things. But we just have to stay constitutionally in order to keep things in a better diaspora. And if we stay that way, we don't get respect from the kids and the children. Children don't come and respect us. Not if we do things wrong and they have to look at what we do in writing and in lecturing, and this is what we did wrong, and they have to come up and criticize it. So we are speaking from a spiritual position, from the ancestors telling us that we have to stay constitutionally in order to fulfill the dream that Selassie put down for us and brought this to North America, for us to develop ourselves in a big area where that the opportunities, everybody bringing all the best hardware here to trade it on this floor. And we're here as an economic development piece, as to help America develop what we are to do. There's not nobody telling us we should do that. But we know that we have to really develop people too, like everybody else. So we have a great opportunity in pushing the survival of the Ethiopian World Federation with the different locals and bringing other locals when they didn't have an interest at the point. We are the ones who reach out and bring them 4 or 5 years ago. Bring them in the park, smoke with them, drink with them, talk with them, discuss things after meetings with them. The same people that they're in position right now. Some of them was some of the position where there was nothing, and we pulled them into something. So we are saying that our opportunity that we have is to bring people together. Bring the people. We have a lot of people who won't come, but they want to know what's happening. They want to know when we're meeting, where, and these kind of things. And we have to get these opportunities together to bring these people out, let them see the people who are contributing to the world body and to the local body and to the local body. So we give thanks tonight that we can come on and speak with a few individuals and people who are listening, that we are very praises for them who can listen in at this time, and asking them to join, because only a dollar. And when you join, you don't have to participate. What you do, you learn what is in the bylaws and in the Federation books, that when you come out to speak, you have definite information that you can pull among the brothers and sisters, that we can share with others who want to know the truth. So we are glad tonight that we are on with the brothers and them that are trying to do something. We don't get in pain. This is not a paying organization. After we organize committees and people start doing work, then we pay. Not before, because the committees have to be organized. We are that the committees doing things to give people employment, and everybody will get employment. So this is not a pain, seeing that people taking it and carrying it to American government to try to get pay permit. This is not like that. This is people graduating to know something and believe in something and do something about it. And we have a great diaspora of a recommendation, as our referendum tell us that we are to do. And we're supposed to be in charge of the woman auxiliary, working with them to develop funds, to raise funds, to develop things in our community. And so we might give advice. Some of us might make up things. Some of us might have something to say. But we all have something to say. And I'm glad that I have enough to say right now that I can wait and hear what other things are happening with us. So thank you very much for the time.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Brown, for your input in tonight's conversation. As we look forward to the various locals, the members, and the committees, we are presently Local 26 in a membership drive mode where we are looking to build our local, seeing that we have various seats to fill as we would need the strength and the offices and the officers to be ready as we move forward. There are various committees that have a great importance, and as we move forward with our membership drive, we would encourage, as we get new members, to join us in our general meetings that we hold once a month. As soon as we get enough new people, we know that elections is coming soon in December. There's various seats that must be filled, and we are looking forward to that brand new objective. For those of us who have stayed and journeyed and toiled and tarried, we know at the end of the day, the reward would be the greatness that we feel in our heart of what we have done for we, the black people of the world. As we continue to build and grow, we want to grow by the thousands, by the millions, as we see all over the anxiety of black people rising, federation rising as well. We are here this evening and to give others who are there with us, this is Sadie Gomez of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, local number 26, and of the Women Auxiliary. Women Auxiliary is a very important part of your local. This is the group that would raise and build funds and bring to the local. So here we are as we encourage someone else to join our conversation for the evening as we speak about our local and federation rising. Dr. Wimbola, I still haven't gotten to the switchboard, so if you would bring someone else in, I greatly appreciate it.
All right, we're going to open the mic of 914-363. We all know who this is, 914-363. 914-363. 914-363. Your mic is open, the one and only Great Red Ron. Let's put his hands together for him. Welcome him to this program also.
Rev Ron, they're calling you. You better get on. looking for that guy, the great guy he is. Listen, the Federation is, the Local 26 has been so instrumental in really organizing, you know, as quiet as we kept, the International Executive of Officers as well, just helping to develop it. A lot of the brothers and sisters from Local 26 have been very instrumental in assisting the national, the international Executive Council, the Executive Office, to develop and to come together administratively, governmentally, and socially. So Local 26 is a very important and vital local, been chartered quite some time ago, but it's just a very important, vital piece of the puzzle located in Harlem, New York, where it all began.
Can you? I was going to say, can you briefly tell our audience the history of Harlem and Local 26 and the Ethiopian World Federation?
Well, the initial thing always started with, I believe 1930, there were several times that Mussolini in Italy, before Mussolini, there was another dictator in Italy who tried to. Because of the proximity of geographically how close Ethiopia was to Italy, and we all know that most European countries want to control Africa via one of the countries in Africa for the natural resources, for the gold, the diamonds, the oil, et cetera, et cetera. And so Mussolini had an idea back in those communistic times, just like a Hitler type of process, communism, they were going to take over the world. And one of the interesting things about taking over the world is the Europeans always saw Africa as a beginning of taking over the world because of the natural resources that come from Africa to the world. So Mussolini, these Italians had this idea they were going to take over Ethiopia, and they've been trying for years and years. And then back in the 1930s, Mussolini made a big major military coup to try to take over Ethiopia. Black people in America also, you know, it became international. It was a world war going on at that time. There was a tremendous amount of stuff going on, so everybody was aware through news media, through television, whatever. Well, you probably didn't have television, but through the news media, to the papers, to the radio, people knew that these European countries were trying to take over parts of the world. And it just so happened that Mussolini was trying to take over Italy, and African Americans, Black Americans, I think it was colored people at that time, and you know, they just didn't see that happening. People coming out of a frustration, people coming out of enslavement, they did not want to tolerate any further historical facts where people will be taking over Black people again. And so they saw this taking over Ethiopia as a ways and means of continuing the enslavement of us as a people. So we connected. I see that they connected with the colonialism and imperialism that we faced in America with what was happening in Italy. So the African Americans formed together coalitions of people, the organizations that started to review what was going on in Ethiopia, and what was happening with the communism movement in Italy. Mussolini was a dictator. He was a killer, but he killed all his own people. He was a demonstrative person. So, and through the wars that we had previously, World War I, World War II, and African Americans served in all the wars, they knew what would happen if this communist behavior, Marxism, socialism, all kinds of takeover governments, what would happen to us as a people. So the blacks in America and decided that they would participate in raising funds for the support of Ethiopia. And at the same time, they started to register people to go to Ethiopia to join the military there and to assist any way they can in this particular battle, or aspects of it. So through this participation, and through these finances and participation, and some of the Tuskegee Airmen, some of the black military people from here in America went over to Ethiopia and supported and helped develop a military to fight this situation. I have a great uncle that, via to my parents learning about situations and just studying, great uncle that also participated in helping develop this military. And through that coalition and through that coalition of working together and showing you how we as a people, even though we are striving over here in America, and we're striving in Europe, we're striving in the Caribbean, we're striving in Africa, we can come together, you know. And so by coming together, the black people in different parts of the world, black people in America, financially supporting Ethiopia, going over there physically, joining the military, they were able to come back and beat Mussolini. So his takeover of Ethiopia did not happen. And that should be a great sample to us what we can do when we come together as a people, not thinking about what you come from, what your name is, you know, whether you're, you know, it doesn't matter what language we speak, what culture we have. We are black people, and we are one. And it doesn't matter whether I speak a different language, whether I went to school, didn't go to school, whether I'm educated, not educated, whether you call me American, all this stuff. See, first of all, people got to understand something. For the historical factors, for the Ethiopian and the American connection, it was via us not wanting to be colonialized, and we didn't want to be imperialized anymore. Black people were tired. We were tired of being controlled by the Europeans, whether we lived in America, whether we lived in the Caribbean, whether we lived in Africa, whether we lived wherever, Europe. We were just tired of it. There were so many historical factors. You hear about Windrush, Windrush in Europe, where brothers from the Caribbean went to Europe and they got their citizenship and they went there to work and live. And now they were being abused and they were being sent back. And they were being put in all kinds of conditions. So anywhere we go as a people, as a black people, and anywhere we hurt, we have to see the need to support one another. So blacks in America saw that the Ethiopian people needed help and that we're one. Number one, the social connection that we have as Africans, as Ethiopians, that bloodline that we have, the historical bloodline that we have, the lineage that we have, the connection that we have, our inheritance, and the fact that we do not want to see our brothers and sisters suffer as we have suffered for so many hundreds of years in America. And by coming together, we were able to compact the evil of that time, that communism, that white imperialism, that colonialism that faces us today. So I say this, it's a lot more to it, and it would take a long time to get to every little tedious historical fact of what happened with blacks at that time. But I just want us to understand the key thing is that people didn't stop to think or they're Ethiopians, or they're in Africa, or they speak this language, or they got this religion. People didn't stop to think about that.
Right.
Black people who were Muslims, black people who were black Jews, black people who were Christian, black people who were Hindi.
Yes, black people, right?
Yeah, they just came together. They didn't see religion. They didn't see language. They didn't see education. They didn't see economics, whether you were rich or poor. They saw other black people, and that's the way we should think today. We should see ourselves in everyone else. Your pain is my pain. Dr. King used to say it so eloquently, injustice for black people anywhere is injustice for black people everywhere. So we have to understand that whatever happens in the Caribbean, that's my pain. When brothers and sisters in St. Vincent and Dominique, when they suffered the hurricane, that's my pain. When brothers and sisters in Haiti suffer, that's my pain. You know what I'm saying? When the brothers and sisters in Dominican Republic, in Cuba, we all black people. We all suffer in the same condition. So we have to learn to overlook. God said what? He said, I look beyond your faults, beyond who you are, and I see your needs. So we have to think in the same terms. Listen, we all need each other, number one. I tell brothers and sisters all the time, and I know I've said this many times, it might sound redundant to people, but I love when black people come to America from the Caribbean and Africa.
Right.
Those are my brothers and sisters.
Right.
And the more of them come, the more – the white man got 178 million people over us, black people in America. It's more white people than black people. So every black person that get on those airplanes and those luxury liner cruise ships and come to America, hey, that's increasing our numbers. It's increasing our ability to be heard. It's increasing our political power, economic power. And so, brothers and sisters, the more of us get together, and I know we ain't gonna get everybody.
You know what I'm thinking? I was like, we need to be down in Texas now with the Haitians, working with them, trying to help them get their refuge, stuff together, and signing them up to the Federation.
Exactly.
So we need to start thinking like that. And I'm glad you mentioned it because there are so many avenues and so many people that need what we have.
Correct.
And don't know that they need it. They don't know that they need the Federation.
Correct. Listen, I tell people all the time, listen, have damn sense enough. If you don't want the ship is sinking, don't sit around town and look at who is in the damn ship. Get the ship, stop the ship from sinking. Then you look around and find out who is in the damn ship after the ship ain't sinking. Brothers and sisters, right. The ship is sinking. We ain't got time to figure out who sounds like what religion this one is, where this one come from, how much education you got, how much money. We've got time for that. We got to save ourselves right now. And the only way we're going to do that is we have to come together. If you can't save yourself, think about saving your children. Think about the conditions that we live in now. Do you want your children? I do not want nobody kid to experience what I experienced in segregated right. South Carolina. I would right. never want any of my children or my great-great-grandchildren to go through that bullshit again. And I think we right. should all feel that same way, okay?
Right.
We should want
right.
nobody to suffer. We should look at the suffering of our people across this world, across the years, across the decades of suffering, and we should say, I saw one of the General Assembly young ladies from Barbados, Mrs. Amore, she talked about the agony of the injustices environmentally, socially, and economically, and how we're killing people. But I say to myself, I ain't got time for no General Assembly. I don't have time for no colonialistic, imperialistic system to be kind to me. We don't have time to go to the UN right. and all the places and beg these people to be humanistic and save their own behind, because when the earth fails, everybody's dying. It ain't going to be only black people. It's going to be everybody. But they're too stupid to see that. I don't have time for their stupidity. We have to move on. And we as a people, we control everything. Black people control everything. Everything comes out of Africa. History and society and science came from us. It belongs to us. And without us, there would be no world. There would be no scientific studies, environmental protection, and all this other crap that goes on, the social part of it, because white man has no social mentality. His thing is about money, 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 money. He don't see the implications of what happens. Now they're starting to see how the violation of the environment has been giving us a global warming and different kind of weather conditions that are terrorizing people from a natural disaster. You can't stop the rain, okay, people? You can't stop the fire. You can't stop the thunder and the lightning and the storms and from that. They can't stop that. Ain't no way to stop that. Once it comes, it's there. But even then, they're not smart enough to learn from the gases and the toxicity that they're putting into the environment causing the global warming. So we don't have time to wait for them to get intelligent, because we're all right. going to die and we're all going to suffer. You know, exactly. We don't have time to wait for them. I don't have time to wait for the white man to know about reparations and understand the conditioning, because he ain't going to understand. Nobody's going to understand your plight but you. Nobody going to, if you in pain, you can tell me all about the pain you want to tell me, but I can't understand it because I'm not feeling it. You dig where I'm coming from? So we got to understand that. It's a humanistic conditioning. It's socialistic. It has, you know, communism. It has racism. It has all that stuff into it. But the human concept is that people do not understand something until it hits their behind first. Then they understand it. But they don't understand it. So we don't have time. We as a black people don't have time to try to justify it or understand or academically explain every damn thing to these white people. The time, the ship is sinking. My thing is, let's stop the ship from sinking. The hell with them. The ship is sinking. You understand what I'm saying? And we're not going to get the kind of, right. We're not going to get for 400 years and thousands of years, really. They have not no common sense of saving their own behind. They don't have that common sense, and we have to see that. We got to take control. We have to step up and take control. So the Federation, for me, Local 26, is the beginning of something extremely powerful that's going to give us a voice in the UN. It's going to give us a political voice. It's going to give us a voice across the world. It's going to bring together our people. We have people, extremely intelligent black people, Ethiopians, across this world, that all we have to do is come together and implement our thoughts, what God has given unto us, that we've been blessed. See, one thing about blessings is that it's not always going to be thrown in your face that you know it's there. But in order for, if you are a blessed person, in order for another person to receive blessing, they must bless you. But if they're cursing you, then they're damned to their conditioning. So we have to understand that we are blessed. We got to move on. We don't have time to stop. The Federation is the way right now. This Federation is extremely important that we get this on the globe. We get it on the map. We get out there to the political and to the political arena. We get to the world's courts. We get to the world's the medical, the WHO, the World Health Organizations, and the CDCs and all these people, because there's a lot of things we need to say about our health, about our condition, about the situation. And since Africa provides all the natural resources, Africa should have the ability to stand up politically, socially, and economically and say, this is what we need to do with these resources. You don't give up your resources when they abuse it and deny you the right to live. They're denying our people a right to live and using our resources for their benefit. So we have to. Sometimes we have to deny them that until they understand the purpose of the usage. The only way you can have access is you got to develop Africa. You got to develop Ethiopia. You got to develop our people first. And that's how they run. They run for themselves first. So the Local 26 is a beginning. It's an exciting local. It's a very innovative local. Everybody in Local 26 is hard workers. I'm not denying anything from the other locals because they work hard as well. But I'm saying for those of us that are in this region of the area of New York City, Westchester County, Connecticut, New Jersey, Local 26 is a viable local. You know, I would, you know, I can only toot my own horn right now. You know, there's a lot of locals out there that are great. But I think that we as a people just coming together, I think the enthusiasm for every local to look to get members and to develop programs to make people excited about coming into the different locals, I think the competitiveness for the locals can be a great opportunity for us to get more people in and develop more programming. Because the more programming Local 26 develop, then the other locals going to look at us and they're going to want to implement those same type of programs. We need to get excited, people. We need to get competitive, and we need to bring people in, and we need to get this not only the locals going, but we need to energize and get the Federation executive officers and executive office running at the same time. We need to have a litany of just excitement over the Federation.
Right.
Well, Dr. Robert Smith, thank you so very much for your enthusiasm. I mean, moving forward, we feel the excitement as well, and we are building within our membership. Within the membership drive, we are obviously looking forward to the exciting people that we would meet as we spread the word for we, the black people of the world, what a wonderful thing we have. Some people really
quickly as well, I forgot. Welcome Dr. Benjamin Bridges, who joined Local 26 last week. So we give a shout out to him.
All right, Dr. Bridges.
Well, that was definitely a welcome and congratulations to our local that we are moving forward like that. As I see we have others join us for the evening, I'm going to open the mic of 646-387 as you join our conversation, which is the unity and the strength and moving forward for black people under the umbrella of Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, which is our certificate that was given for us for our very survival, especially in this time as we come together with the unification. We wonder where should we go or where should we gather ourselves together. We have a wonderful umbrella. We are talking about it tonight, and we ask that you join us in our conversation. 646-387, your mic is open.
Hey, everyone. I'm happy to meet everybody. Happy to meet everyone tonight. I'm the president of the local. Can you hear me?
Yes. Welcome home.
Yes. I'm happy to be the president of the Local 26 at this point in time. And you have already heard from some of our members. We are currently on membership drive, trying to moving on to expand the membership. Of course, the purpose of the Federation is to unite all black people all over the world, and so that we can set up a unified front to deal with issues concerning us, mostly social issues, especially now that it seems as if the entire world is on a kind of an assault with this so-called COVID-19. And we need to come together. Apart from COVID-19, we have other issues like wars in Africa, among the African countries, and then we have so many issues that we should come together to resolve. And there is a saying that goes, united we stand, divided we fall. So once we unite together, nothing can stop us. And the ideal platform for this is the Ethiopian World Federation. Actually, it's the only platform that I know of that can help us manifest this strength of the Ethiopian people worldwide. And once again, I'm thrilled to hear everybody. You know, we are working to expand the Federation. We have so many upcoming programs that we'll be announcing in the next few weeks. And hopefully, by the grace of God, we'll get in touch. Anyone that is online who hasn't joined the Federation should think of joining Local 26 is in Harlem, New York City, USA, and it's like the foundation of the Federation. It started from Harlem in the 1930s. So, and we are still around. You know, we are reinvigorating the Federation now. We are modernizing it. And we have very hardworking people there, intelligent people there, and we are growing. So welcome again. And the floor is open. And thanks again.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. President of the Local 26. We are very proud to have you as our president, a very hard-working member indeed. As we move forward, we are in a membership drive sort of mode. We want to let everyone know of the very good thing that was placed there for them. We, the black people of the world, as we come together, and no better time than the present, we could encourage each other. There is a place, in fact, that we could go to and grow. The fact that we are all in the same skin, a beautiful chocolate melanin caramel color. We know the blacks and browns of the world has been so advantaged, established ourselves as 400 years of being enslaved. But that time is over, and we are not looking towards the white man for anything, but we are going to enable ourselves for the things which are ours. And we, the black people of the world, is not really a poor people. We are God's people, and we have had undergo such a terrible punishment, for of course our fathers have sinned and they have eaten of the sour grapes, and the children teeth is on edge. So here we are, but coming out of this 400 years of bondage, as we look towards brand new things, we are not going to say, the milk was spilled, but no. We are going to refill that glass. We're going to buy a next cow. We're going to continue. We're going to grow as a black people. We know of the great resilience, how much a beating our forefathers have taken, and our mothers have been raped and abused as well. But as the black woman, we are still here. We are still proud. We are still trapped in this black skin, and we ought to move forward with strength, grace, and dignity. And that we will do. As we continue, we're asking for others to join us in conversation with Boards of Light. So we would bring someone else from the studio, caller 904 6672. Your mic is open as you join us in conversation for this evening, the unification of the black people. Caller, your mic is
Hello,
open.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Hello?
Hello, we can hear you.
Hello?
Hello? You can
Hello,
speak.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear us? Maybe you want to unmute your phone?
No. Oh, okay. Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes, of course.
Hi. How are you? I just caught the tail end of your call tonight, but I do know that we as a people, as an entirety, are, I can say, the most intelligent. We have built the United States, okay? I don't know what anyone wants to refute that, but our blood, sweat, and tears have brought the United States to where it is at this point. So we are a very powerful people, and if we unite and stay together, we can do what's necessary for us to move forward. And we are very intelligent to the highest. And I'd like to say God bless everyone. I'm sorry I missed most of the call, but that is my two cents I just put into the conversation. And this is Denise Mims Cruz from Jacksonville, Florida, now in Greenville, North Carolina, for the vacation. God bless you.
Thank you so very much, caller, that you should come on to the show at such a wonderful time. Let's just say you have missed some of it, but yet we still have an hour or so to go. So if you continue to listen, we'd be happy that you can do so. At intervals, you can join in as we would bring you on at different times to express your views. But again, thank you so, so very much for taking your time off to listen to our wonderful show this evening. As we continue, we're understanding that the beautiful black people of the world, the browns and the blacks, we are indeed, as the caller just said, the most intelligent species upon the earth. We have been beaten down, but with great resilience, we are still here. And for those of us who have the strength, we know that extra strength that we're given is just enough to use the arm to pull up our brothers and our sisters. For there's no time at present for beating down or criticism of a brother when we can use that very same energy to move forward and pull each other up. For none of us is really perfect, but some of us would have a little more skills than others, but yet we are all needed in this time because everyone has a part to play in the production of the black people rising. It's a building. It's our nation. We are building. We need carpenters. We need electricians. We need plumbers. We need different people because a great house, we're going to stand a great people before the Almighty God. Truly, He is gathering Israel. And this is not the political Israel of down the road, but this is truly spiritual Israel that is being gathered here. The 12 tribes, truly our brothers and our sisters. We were scattered along the way. And here we are seeing each other again, thankfully so. And as we were scattered and we are coming together again, the various things that we learned in other parts of the world, we're able to share. And in that sharing, we are putting the pieces of the puzzle back together again. So it is a wonderful thing that the Caribbean people have come to America. It's a wonderful thing that African people have come to America. It's a wonderful thing that the black Americans have recognized their brothers and sisters and embraced them and enfold them with such love. Because you were here and have been here and has taken quite a blow to give us a chance who didn't born here to come here and be received. So we know that also you have played a part and a great sacrifice you all have made. The Caribbean people have had a different experience, but yet having had that experience is what you were needed to fill the other part of the puzzle so we can become one, because we are standing there and our glasses are just half filled. So as we continue to build and grow, let us do so with love, Let us do so with let us do so with dignity, because we were in fact the great kings and queens of this world and role models to our young ones, as we stand really, really proud of being trapped, or rather enveloped, in this beautiful melanated skin. So as we continue for the evening, I would like to open the mic of the other callers right now. So caller 718-350, your mic is open as you join in conversation with us this evening. This is Sadie Gomez of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, local number 26. So the mic of 718-350. Oh, we welcome you.
Thanks, Sister Gomez, and the listening audience, Ronald A. Robinson, Ethiopian World Federation Financial Secretary. You know, we have to let everybody remember that we bought our intelligence and skills here. All right, whether we were Muslim, whether we were Hebrews, you know, on one or whatever. Okay, we didn't come here ignorant. We came here speaking many languages, you know, and had addressed many sciences, you know, and that's how the world was created. That's how Africa became as great. That's how Europe became as great. And Greeks and the Romans, they fed off of all of us. I'm looking forward to us as a people. And I usually say all, but I stop saying that, because there will be some that sit back and look and listen, and, you know, that's fine. Be educated, that's great. All right, but those of us who have the skills and have the organizational skills, right, have the fervor, you know, have the unction to move forward and create a people recreate a people, you know, in the Genesis, it says, you know, replenish the earth, you know, like there was something before the earth, before this space. So we need to replenish the earth in his image, and in his image are we, spirit, soul, and body. So I am anxious at this time that I am part of and will continue to be part of the Ethiopian Federation, and as Pan-Africanist as well, you know, Black Panther as well, these things, Garveyite as well, these things have left me over the years. But I feel re-stimulated, rejuvenated by what's moving at this point on the earth. You know, fire cleanses, and we're going through a fire at this point, have been. You know, so let's move on and give God all the glory. You know, and that's my speech for today.
Well, thank you so very much, Mr. Robinson, Financial Secretary. We thank you so much, as you recognize and you see that your important role in being a member of Ethiopian World Federation, Local 26, and of course what you would like to bring to Local 26, because at this time we do not expect anything from Local 26, but we expect to give to Local 26 so we can build.
Amen.
And we
Amen.
Can be proud of what we are doing, because one day we're going to hand this over after a long and tiresome journey. We
Amen.
Will see we have run the race and we have enjoyed to the end. So we continue with our show for this evening. We are speaking of the wonderful umbrella that Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated bring to us as a Black people of the world. It is important for us now that we spread this word far and wide, as our executive council body and our president who is at the helm doing wonderful, great work. We are proud of him as he sits there, and we would like to support him in all the ways, but mostly what we would like is for everyone, every Black person upon this earth to know that there is something called the Federation, of which you automatically, it's your birthright, but you ought to come into and play a great part. As we continue along the Sunday evening, we are in the Rising Federation,
We are into almost building our nation, getting our black people again into the, when our black and browns into the hope of knowing that being part of something so great, you can always benefit. Right now, we want to spread the word. We want everyone to know of this very great thing. So for those who are on this evening, tell a friend, tell someone. I see there's a call in the queue, caller 332-216. Do you want to share anything with us this evening, caller? Okay. If you would like to just stay quiet on this one, that's quite all right as well. But we greet you and we thank you for tuning in this evening, my sister caller. So we continue within this time. We'll open the mic again and call a 914-363. There's always so much for to offer, this caller has to offer for us, an old member of Local 26. So your mic is open, 914-363.
Yeah. Yes, you know, just continuing what you're saying, which is, you know, factual and true, the Federation had brought for over, since 1937, that's 84 years, it had brought black people together. And our president, Dr. Winborn, had initiated a process where all groups can come together under the Federation as a government, whether you're, you know, people in the nation, the nation itself, the brothers, the black Hebrews, brothers and sisters in the new Black Panther movement, because there's a lot of organizations out there right now. There's a lot of programming going on across the world, actually, and I think it's very important that the Federation become the conduit of bringing people together. But it's so important that those of us that are located right here in you know, the New York City, Connecticut, maybe in Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Jersey, Westchester County, come together to the Local 26. It's the start of the movement of moving the organization forward, because this particular Local 26, you know, has been extremely instrumental in helping develop the Executive Council International Office and exposing people to the Federation with materials and educational understanding and websites that they can go to find out about the Federation. The Federation is so unique, and it's like a diamond in the rough. It's been such an instrumental organization that I believe that under recognized, and I think it's time that we recognize the Federation. We recognize the locals that are located throughout the 50 states and internationally in Africa, as well as the Caribbean. As we have a lot of locals in Europe, we have a lot of locals in Asia. We're all over the globe, and it's time that we get together. We talk about Haiti and going on there. We have locals in Haiti. We have brothers and sisters from Martinique and different French-speaking Creole countries where we communicate. We have, you know, different languages, French, Spanish. We have people in African languages in different places, as well as Asia and as well as Europe, where people speak different languages, and we have membership in those languages that help communicate. So it's very important. We're diverse people, so we need everybody. We need everybody. There's no person unimportant than the next person. So I'm urging everybody. Come to, if you're in that areas that I talked about, you're in that, what they call that Metro England area, the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, surrounding areas, maybe 100 miles or 50 miles away, you know, take a look at Local 26, take a look at the membership, you know, come on over and check us out. Let's join together so we can do economic development. Like the young lady said prior to a couple of speakers ago, the young lady said, we are very unique people, we're very intelligent people, and the beauty of black people is our diversity. Our diversity in language, our diversity in culture, our diversity in political and religious diversity, political diversity. We have so many languages in Africa. And that language understanding went all throughout the world. All languages are derivative of Africa. All cultures are derivative of Africa. All religions are derivative of Africa. So we're the cradle of civilization. So it's important that we continue to invest our time and our effort in the world, bringing them a society that's humanistic, which God, the Creator, was a humanitarian. He cared about the needs of the people. He fed them. He clothed them. He healed them. He helped them, and he loved them, and he embraced them. And, you know, as well as the Bible say, you know, be careful how you entertain a stranger, and be kind to the foreigner. So those are the things that we have to live. I tell people all the time, religion should make your character a humanistic character. You should be different than others. You know, your religion should make you a better character, make you a better person, make you more of a humanitarian, make you more loving and more outgoing. So, and by the Bible says, by their fruits shall they know you. So it's not what your religion that you say, it's not that you keep telling people what religion you belong to, but live that life. Live that life. Like brothers and sisters of the Rastafarian faith say, they walk as a Nazarene. That's what you have to do. Walk as a Nazarene, act like a Nazarene, be a Nazarene, let your light so shine that the world will see who you are and they will want to embrace you. So, that's what I would leave everybody with, that thought. Let your light so shine that the world will see who you are by your works. Thank you so much.
Well, we thank you so very much, Dr. Robinson, for sharing with us and for your words of wisdom. But what we see here, the one word here is love, the one love, as for brothers and sisters. And for those of us who understand that peacefulness and that oneness and that unity, religion helps corrupt at times. But what we would like for us to do, let's look at a human point of it. Our brothers and our sisters, why don't we love each other as we would like to be loved? Do unto others as we would like done unto us. And those simple rules has nothing to do with how structured religion. You could be a priest or a Gentile or whatever, but we are asking, when we examine self, our human existence, our very being upon this earth, there's something within us that shows love. I have seen where 2 and 3 year old children of different racial backgrounds, how well they play with each other, how well they share with each other, how well they love. You see them walking arms in arms in the kindergarten, and then they grow up to be wicked, terrible adults, and then we see hatred and jealousy and anger and pain and all these sinful deeds. So why don't we just be as humble, be as peaceful, be as pure as that child that we can connect with, and we can see the brotherly and sisterly love once again. Let us examine ourselves as to what we want to do and what we want to leave. How do we want people to remember us as we walk this earth? And for what we represent, we ask that in this time of growth that we show love, unconditional love, true love, the love that the Father would give us, that we urge brothers and sisters, let us love each other as we would like to be loved ourselves. So at the mics, I'm going to open the mic of caller 347-478 for you to share in our conversation this evening.
Yes, praise the Lord. Greetings to you, sir.
Bless you, and welcome.
Yes. Yeah, with so much happening, you know, you're absolutely right in what you're talking about as far as religion is concerned. It's being dominant. Forget about all this religion, because we have Catholic religion, this religion. The main thing is worship God and spirit and truth. If you're doing that, then it's going to work. The other thing is we need to pray for one another, especially at this time. I was at a global warming convention on And that's something that's very, very serious. And, you know, the Ethiopian Foundation, I'm sure, will be able to touch those individuals as the global warming is real. There's no playing around with global warming because here in this country, California is burning right now. Parts of Oregon, I don't know if you're aware of that, is also burning. On top of the fact that we have this COVID-19, which is affecting a lot of people, even though they're saying they're opening up New York and all of this, there's a lot happening. The ozone layer is being destroyed, you know, and so therefore, a virus that wasn't as powerful as it was is now more powerful because you got people going to space now and, you know, messing up the ozone layer. You got all this nuclear stuff going on. So we're in a very serious time when Ethiopian Foundation, showing the leadership that it is, touched the hearts and minds of all people in this country and throughout the world, because we're living in a very serious time. And every day you hear somebody dying, you know, and it's not COVID, it's some new form of prevalence or disease. So we have to come together and really do something right. Right here where I'm at in the Bronx, we've been working on a lot. We're dealing with global warming. We're dealing with violence in the streets, stopping the violence in the streets. Next month, I'm going to be with the borough president of the Bronx, Congressman Torres, and hopefully Eric Adams, because we have to make a real change. I mean, we are hurting ourselves in so many ways, you know. Say this. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah. You heard what I was saying, right? I mean, do
you
agree?
Caller.
Yeah. Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, but what is happening here, we are seeing a change that has come about, and we want to be sure that we could embrace this change because the world itself has changed. 2019 was the last time the world was how we knew it. In 2020, we were all told to stay inside while the Great Reset took place. 2021 is a different sort of year. It's the beginning of that new world that is going to be introduced to us, that new world order. It has everything to do right now with the changing over of hands. It's going to be a very, very terrible time going to face us, let's just say, for the next 3 years of really trying emotional and spiritual times. What we have to do as brothers and sisters, we have to kind of forget the past and embrace what is happening now as we move forward. We do not have time to look back, because looking back is going to be very perilous towards us, and it doesn't have the time. We are a few steps already late, and we got to run and catch up. So at this time, brothers and sisters, what we are doing with this unification, we beg that we have forgiveness for each other. We beg that we can find it in our hearts to know that there's a bigger picture, and we do not find ourselves trapped and lost in petty and trivial behavior. For such a time has already passed. It is almost 5 minutes before midnight, and we have to reach where we are going in quick time. So as a people, we do not have any more time to waste. And we beg of each other that we have forgiveness in our hearts. We have to find that forgiveness, which is the period we have gotten to. We have to make sure that we are productive within our existence to let our brothers and sisters know of the great thing that we are seeking. The Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated allow us an umbrella that where we can create magical things among our brothers and sisters. As our local 26 continue to grow, we want to be a structured and stable environment where we invite people to show them the things that we are doing, invite people also to grow and build with us as we are looking ambitiously towards going into the United Nations, of 5,000 members needed, where our voice could be heard internationally or more so, having a force and a presence within the world organizations, of which was our intended, this is what was intended for us. As we continue to observe who we are, what we are doing, we encourage each and everyone to build, grow, and join with us. So for Sunday evening, this is Sadie Gomez of the Ethiopian Women Federation Incorporated. Thank you so much. All mics are open. You can join in our conversation. Mr. President, would you like to say anything? Dr. Winborn, would you say anything at this time?
Well, I'm just, piggybacking off what everyone has been saying, and that's another way to say it about everything that we've seen going on.
You're coming off just a little scratchy, Dr. Winborn.
Okay.
You're coming off just a little scratchy. Yeah.
It's a little scratchy.
Just a little.
I'm hoping it's a little better.
Not much.
Not much, but I know that there's some conversations from back then from happening. People say, my old words.
Okay, Winborn, you're not coming clearly.
Okay, switch back. Maybe we should go into commercial break at this time, Dr. Winborn. Now we'll all come back and join in our conversation as we take our short commercial break to pay our bills this evening.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Lay. I'm from Payman with NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Thing, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
This your folks, Checking Traps.
This your piece, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
Your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? This is Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hampton.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JC, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folks, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle.
Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the versatile child.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrown thrusted into the national spotlight, proceeding over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled SAG Pants Equals a SAG Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2D, owner of KFS Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2D at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partners, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 91048. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043. Then 515-604-9642. Access code 91048. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043. Then 515-604-9642. Access code 91048. Financial consulting and investment, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is so seductive, live.com. Log on to soseductivelive.com. So Seductive Live has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Fiat Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to soseductivelive.com. I believe in fashion, so Seductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email Don Jr. CEO at gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service, how to meet and network with people in other cities, how to make connections with other business owners, and how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success, and experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor John Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor John Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Yes, we are on back again on Sunday evening. Our wonderful Sunday evening of talk. This is Sadie Gomez of Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, Local 26. As you join us again, we continue our wonderful Sunday evening of unification, telling you of what our local 26 have been doing, and generally what the Ethiopian World Federation has been doing as we move forward in building membership, letting everyone know of the wonderful thing indeed that is our legacy. A lot of people need to know, people who have just found out. One guy I heard, he wept. Are we having a technical problem? There seemed to be an echo. Does anyone want to... Am I coming off with an echo somehow?
No, I don't hear echo. You sound fine. I don't know how my sound is, but you sound fine.
Yeah, I'm here at my end, but I don't know what it is. Honestly, it's a great thing to know that we can meet someone and tell them of a wonderful experience that we have had, and they are all welcome to join in. But if the people do not know what is going on, we are the ambassadors for the Federation. We are the proud ones to go out there and stand and let people know truly there is a way where black people can come together, and slowly and surely we are doing so. Your mics are open, Dr. Wingwood, if you wish to join in and let us know a little bit more of what you're doing.
Well, I'm hoping that my mic is better. We have a lot of programs and stuff going on. As I started to say earlier, we've been talking about for a long time acquiring a building for our headquarters. And we believe that we are getting closer and closer with that happening, and that we are on the last leg of that. So we're excited about that. We're looking forward to that. We are going to, in the very near future, I would say in a matter of days, starting to let people know that they can get their IDs from the Federation. giving them credentials and acknowledging them, attaching them officially to the Ethiopian World Federation that is respected. And when the authorities pull you over, you can just flash them your credentials. So we are working on all of these things on behalf of the black people all around the world. We have a lot of things that have been developed. We have the policies and procedures that have been put together for everything that's Federation. We're putting it in writing so that those that are coming behind us can have a roadmap of where to follow, because I realize that we are not going to be here forever and that we have to start making room for our children who will be left here and responsible for carrying the vision on. And so we need to start making preparations for them and understand the bigness of what we are facing now. Things that we've heard about all our lives, things that we've heard rumors about all our lives, things that we've heard people say for many, many years, and some things we believed and some things we didn't believe. Well, a lot of those things are starting to come to fruition even as we speak. And so we need to be prepared. There's stuff that's going on out there that we don't even have time to get into right now, to let you know there's some type of big crisis that's happening, that's in the process of coming together even as we speak. So we need to be moving with an urgency. It's the urgency of now, of getting our applications, of signing up with a local and attaching yourself to the Ethiopian Federation as your umbrella, as your place of refuge, because of what we see coming down the pike. And so we need to be prepared. A lot of the things that we feared has already materialized. Before, they was talking about you needed some type of paperwork to go into the restaurant to show that you were vaccinated. We saw that coming. We called that, and this is just the beginning. You know, there are reports, and I think that we've talked about it. There are reports out there now where they're paying the farmers to destroy their crops. They're paying the farmers, people, to destroy their crops as if they are trying to create a famine, that they're trying to orchestrate a famine. And this is well documented. I'm not just making this up. I'm not just saying this now. But why am I saying it? I'm saying it because we're living in a time like never before. And we need to understand the urgency of where we at, and understand the urgency of what it means to be living September the 26th, 2021 at 8:38 p.m. What is that going to look like for you tomorrow? What are we going to hear tomorrow? If we cut on the TV tonight, we cut on the news, are we going to hear about another black person being killed by the police? Another unarmed black man been shot? We see they got horses and whipping the Haitian refugees down at the border like they slaves, like they on a plantation. You see? Why is that? Why is it that they whooping the Haitians and sending them back by the droves, putting them on the planes, taking them back to Haiti with an assassinated president, with the floods and volcanoes, but they're taking Afghans and putting them on the planes, bringing them to the U.S. and putting them up in hotels? You tell me if there's an issue with the policy or not. So what am I saying? It is time for us to come together. It's time for Haitians to come together to the Federation. It's time for all Africans to come together in the Federation. Okay? It's time to have all Muslims come together in the Federation. All Christians come together in the Federation. All of the Hebrew Israelites to come together within the Federation, because the Federation is our strength. His Majesty was so brilliant and masterful to leave us such a thing as this, that we could have and hold, that we could claim our independence to, that we can claim our sovereignty to. You must understand, as a member of the Ethiopian World Federation, you have now your own constitution. We have our own nation within the nation, with nations all around the world. We're the only organization started by a head of state. You don't know nobody else to say that their organization was started by a king. This is the beauty of what we have. And we are inviting everyone to not even to come join, because you're already a member. Just take your place. We're inviting you to come. Just take your place. Take your place in line of the Solomon dynasty. Take your place in line for what is rightfully yours, your inheritance. As we pull this thing together and we go global and we continue to go global and we continue to take our case to the world court as we build our strength and we build our power. That's where we at. That's where we at. These are the things that we need to be working on. These are the things that we are working on. And we need everybody to be a part. Because if there ever was a time, I keep saying it, now is that time. Mowa.roots. The time is now. The time is now. Go by the website, www.EthiopianWorldFederationIncorporated.org, and hit the button. Say, sign me up. I want to be a part of the federation. Pick one of the locals. As soon as you go there, you're going to see all you. You're going to see 23 different locals there for you to choose from. All right? And come and sign up. Take your spot. There's a spot there for you. Your membership is already there. All you have to do is walk in it. Federation Rider. Back to you, host.
Well, thank you so very much, Mr. Very Proud President of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. Of course, we are moving forward. We are doing great things, and we are standing proud as members, pushing forward as ambassadors, letting everyone know. It's a joy in knowing and understanding truly there's a place where we can gather ourselves together. It has been kept away from us, a great secret it seemed, but for those who have kept the fire burning and kept that legacy alive, we are proud of you. For those who have gone by holding that torch and passing it, we will be proud to do our bid when it's our time, as our time is now, that for the various offices that we hold, we are going to be proud of that and do what is necessary to move forward and to make us a proud black people. Indeed, an example unto others. There are others looking on, watching and waiting. But we know this is not for ourselves, but truly for our people. Imagine we can go and see our black brothers and sisters and say, hear what? We have something to offer you, something you can be part of, something you can be proud of, something you can work towards making a better environment, not just for yourself, for your brothers, for your sisters, and for our children that are coming behind, as one speaker said. One day, we too will be cut off and gone, and our king has left us such greatness in our hands, only to be passed on, but not to be lost or forgotten, but to be passed on as we add to it, as we grow with it. We know there are certain changes that must be made, and those changes are really within our own self, as we understand what is our duty, having known of the Federation, but more so being a member and an executive that would sit and make decisions. We have to be mindful at whatever decisions we make, that will be fruitful and productive. Let us strive forward in understanding and seeing the bigger picture as to the people that would come under us. Millions would join in, and we would be a great nation indeed, one that everyone can stand proud, just as in the days that has gone forward. We are here within the nation building of growth, prosperity, success, as we examine even our spiritual self to see how far we have fell from the Creator, and let us be mindful that every day we take one step closer to that greatness and that glory that we how we have dimmed ourselves from that light. But let us once more be conscious as a black people, we, the black people of the world, and for those of us that stand in positions of leadership, let us be conscious and understanding our growth. There is no room or time left for separations, for petty jealousies and foolishness among ourselves, because there's no more people that we can blame, no more systems we can blame, but the very system that we have created for ourselves, which the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated allow us to do so. The very constitution that we have is our own, of which is not too hard to follow, or of a strangeness that we cannot observe and move forward. It's all guidelines and laws. It's what we need to avoid chaos and confusion. So the guidelines are very necessary, very simple. Those guidelines we observe, we practice, and we continue to teach as we bring new ones into the fold. And they would understand, too, their duties and what they can do for the Federation. For the burden is not really too heavy. So we can do this. This is what we need to do for ourselves as a people. A people that can be guided by ourselves, not needing to hear the crack of the slave master whip, which, as we see just a few days ago, how much flashbacks certain people would have gotten when we watch the border and the two horsemen with advantage justly taken against the Haitian people as they tried to make it into the land of USA. But more so, that pitié is the world shook and trembled at the very act, because we knew once upon a time that was a reality. And we have come many, many years and time and experiences from that very day. Not to say that we would not remember what has happened, but let us not yet look back, but look forward into that Eden that we would develop and create, because the tools are here in our hands. It's given to us, and we would select the masters who can use such tools wisely, because in the house there's a need for everyone to take part, that we should structure and rebuild into its finest and its glory. So we too would have respect unto that foundation that we are building, the Federation, for which we stand for the Constitution, from which we observe, and the very love of brothers and sisters, for we know that unconditional love is not one that is easy to come by. For such love, as it is mentioned, unconditional, we have to look over the pettiness and the faults of others, for not of us is really perfect. For some of us will come with one fault, two faults, three or four. But if we are building, let us look and seek the greatness within each other and the resources that we can use to continue to ascend into glory. For it is easy for us to step on each other's tails or climb on each other's back and keep each other down. But for what reason we would do so? We have done so many times already and see how well it does not work. So why should we continue? God forbid. So we move on, we ascend, we understand that the love, which is that unconditional love of brotherhood, is what will keep us going forward. It's our incentive to move forward. And of course, we have the children to look forward to. What are we going to tell them? What are we going to even tell ourselves when we are old and gray, sitting in our rocking chairs, and we would wonder, what have we done? We have sat here for 20 years. We have done nothing. But let that not be our report at the end of the day. Surely I will not let that be mine. So each and every one of us should find within ourselves a great ambition to move on, to move forward, to look at the Federation as something that we can use, but more so share with each other while we build and grow. And there's no real excuse why we can't do so. Some may be able to do more than others, and for those who could do more than others, it's a great glory unto you. But every little that each and everyone could do, it's a good addition, for everyone is needed in a time like now. And to together we aspire, together we achieve. And we look towards togetherness. Internationally, we are observing each other and seeing the works and being proud of each other. I heard in one meeting of the UK brothers that are doing such greatness without even much direction, but great incentive that they have, even just that underlying spirit to do well and to do good for the black man, let's just say. And I heard of one caller this evening who reflected upon the group of people in England who somehow got there, and 20 years later they are told that they are quite illegal and they want to throw them out of the country. But more so, a bunch of lawyers have gotten together and is fighting the cases for these people, which is something I also learned. I don't have all the facts. I can't remember the proper names. I don't want to call names and be incorrect. But the greatness of what is being done among the locals, they are actually looking out there and seeing the need. And this is what we have to observe. Let us go out and see the need of people. And in our various offices and committees, we exercise that authority to fulfill the needs of various people. Then truly our work would have been done. But at this time, we are in a membership drive sort of mode. We would like for our local 26, I believe in is next Saturday, but again, we would confirm this in our meeting on Thursdays as to whether we are going out there, you know, hitting the ground. The weather should still be very pleasant, whereby we will be able to meet people and tell them about ourselves. And this is a great way. The community in Harlem, I believe, along the 110th Street, probably to 125th. If we can make it like that, we can have a wonderful Saturday evening. But again, I said we'll confirm this within our next meeting, as if we should do so. But this will be wonderful as we will have our forms filled out, people join in, the questions asked, we walk and talk with people, we observe neighborhoods, we understand, you know, the fever, the flavor of the people, and we would know what we could do and what recommendations we could make as we see the need and observe the people and within the struggle. Even maybe one little item we can do can solve a burden for someone. So let us therefore be mindful. Again, as I said, this is Sadie Gomez of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated for Local 26. All mics are open. We have a few minutes left in our conversation. You can join in. Callers, are you willing to join in at this time? Anyone wish to say anything?
This is Sergio speaking, the president of Local 26 in Harlem. I just want to mention briefly what is going on right now at United Nations. For the benefit of those who don't know much about the Federation, the United Nations was set up by copying the Federation. The Federation is like Ethiopian World Federation is like the grandfather of United Nations. after the setting up of the Federation in the 1930s, they copied what the kings set up, the Ethiopians set up. That is what they used to set up the United Nations. Now, the United Nations, they have a General Assembly meeting currently going on now, and we'll be participating more next year. Of course, this year things are limited, even though they did very little last year. They are doing more this year with the show they did at the Central Park yesterday and all that. But we'll be having our seat there again next year. We've had it in the past. We'll have it again. And as far what the secretary was talking about the drive, I think we decided we'll be doing a membership drive next week, Saturday, primarily starting from Harlem. And tomorrow, I will be going to the United Nations for part of the membership drive during this week. I was there last week. I'll be going again tomorrow and, you know, for a couple more days before the assembly finishes. But I'm just trying to stress the importance of the Federation to people who don't know us, that we help create the United Nations. So we grandfathered in the United Nations. We are like the father of United Nations. This is unknown to most people, but this is the truth. The United Nations copied the Ethiopian World Federation. But the United Nations is for all people, but the Ethiopian World Federation is for Ethiopians alone, according to our constitution, for black peoples of the world alone. And on a deeper level, there is a reason for this, which I can't even go on. I can't even go through it now because we have just about 2 minutes left. But
yes.
Maybe sometime next week we'll be able to go further. See, because black people generally, we are under assault for so many reasons. One of the reasons that was found out, let me just say this very briefly. One of the reasons that was found out, like about 25 years ago at Yale University, he says that the DNA series of black people is 9. Okay. All right.
Okay, well, we thank you so very much.
Okay, thank you very much for listening to us.
Yes, because time does not permit us to even go into that strain of DNA because it would show that everybody else is 6 and the monkeys and the chimpanzees are 3. But what has happened, there was definitely a reason why the black man has been under attack and for so very long. There would
have
been
something. And that's one of the reasons. It's one of the reasons why the king gave us our own to separate us from everyone because of the envy.
Yes, definitely. We are different. Yeah. But what happened, the scale, it was turned upside down, whereby it showed where we were the minority or the weaker group. But yet still, this is Sadie Gomez of Ethiopian World Federation signing off now. We barely have time. Good night, everyone. Please join me again next week as we continue further evening to chat. Love you and have a blessed night as we sign off.
The church and state have come together to let your glory shine.
America was established in the United States of America by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I. The Ethiopian World Federation was established in the United States of America by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I. This is not a calling for the United States, it's a calling for